podcast that delves into the eerie realms of haunted places, spine-chilling stories, and the macabre world of death and dying. Join us as we navigate through the history of cemeteries, explore the secrets etched upon weathered headstones, and unravel the haunting mysteries that lie beyond the grave. From bone-chilling legends to terrifying encounters to cemetery preservation, yes, it's a mixture when you listen to this podcast. I will be your guide, and I will guide you into the supernatural as we explore the intersections of life, death, and the paranormal. So brace yourself for a captivating journey that will send shivers down your spine and education at the same time. Welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast, where the realm of the living and the dead intertwine. All right, we are back after the intro. My name is Gerard Terrell, and I am the host of Cemetery Tales Podcast. On this episode, we are going to talk about cemetery preservation. It makes sense to talk about it. It's a topic that's ongoing throughout the world when it comes to preserving our cemeteries. I just want to say that I appreciate you all for the feedback from my last episode, Reflection. It is very helpful to get good feedback from a podcast episode. So I want to say to all my listeners that's listening, thank you. Really appreciate it. So as we go into cemetery preservation, I want to say that it is something that's, you know, close to my heart. It's one that resonates deeply within me, as you know, we all try to strive to honor our past and embrace our heritage and create a lasting legacy for generations to come. You know, one thing that's been helpful in this process when it comes to looking at genealogy or even, you know, cemetery preservation, you know, my grandmother, she's 99 and she will be 100 years old coming up in November, and it's a blessing to know where your heritage and your family comes from, with having a family tree and going back to your family tree and finding out your ancestry, your roots, and everything. It's really a big deal, and I didn't know that she was already doing this. You know, when I was younger, and I found out later that it was a process that she was doing. And then when I used to work in Ohio, you know, I seen the last name Terrell, and it's like, well, you know, how many Terrells is it? You know, you start looking at everything. So I asked my grandma about it, and then next thing you know, she pulled out the family tree, and it's like, wow, it's everything. That's amazing. You know, it showed everything from my grandmother's side to my grandfather's side, and families coming together, and you find out that, you know, my grandfather go back as far as Scotland, and my grandma goes back as far as Nambia, and in Africa. So I was like, wow, that's amazing when you start looking at everything and how things go. It's good to know. I mean, just asking her, she was saying that, you know, her grandmother spoke the dialect of the time, and she didn't really understand everything that she was saying. But it's amazing, because since that side of my family lived so long, it's a lot easier to have the information or the records or everything. It's kind of amazing when you look at it. But I just want to say that real fast, because that's something that's important to me when you start looking at the history and everything. But cemetery preservation, you know, we got to understand that cemeteries are sacred grounds, you know, where the stories of countless lives are etched into the very fabric of our history. You know, they are invaluable repositories of memories connecting us to our roots and reminding us of the struggles, the triumphs, and the contributions of those who came before us. How often do you walk around a cemetery and just look at the names or want to find out who the people are or the stories. You'll be amazed the amount of history that goes into a cemetery, literally, when you walk around and really start like diving into some of the people that's buried in your local cemetery or, cemeteries that people like to visit. Preserving these sacred places is not simply an act of remembrance. It's an act of respect, a profound respect. By safeguarding and maintaining cemeteries, we ensure that the voices of our ancestors continue to resonate, that their stories remain alive and vibrant in the tapestry of our communities. Cemetery preservation is a testament to our commitment to preserve our cultural heritage. It is a duty we bear to honor the diversity and the richness of our traditions, the richness of our rituals, and the richness of our beliefs. These hallowed grounds reflect a unique mosaic of our society, offering a glimpse into the values and customs that have shaped us. Moreover, cemetery preservation fosters a sense of unity, a sense of connection. It brings communities together. It encourages collaborations and a shared passion. It ignites a shared passion for our collective past. It shouldn't be no reason at all why more people are not involved in their community when it comes to cemeteries. It's so important. A lot of times, like seriously, when you look at today, it's 2023, a lot of us lose, not our generation, but a lot of generations as they continue to move forward, that tradition is gone, that history, that the family, the norms are different. Our social norms are not the same. From the 50s to 2020 to 2023, things are changing. But we can't change the fact of the importance of our cemeteries. We can't. I mean, maybe because I like cemeteries, but I think everybody should have the same feeling. You start thinking about your history, your past, and start looking to the future. How are you supposed to move forward not knowing your past or not being grateful of your ancestors or your history of yourself, where you come from? Like, you're not just here and it's just you by yourself. You came from something. You came from generations of people before you. But a lot of times I get lost, unfortunately, through everything. But this through restoration efforts. Let's get back on topic. But I had to say. But through restoration efforts and educational programs and community engagement, we can create a space where we can forge bonds with individuals. And we can discover this type of shared history. And then we can also celebrate the legacies of those who came before us. Let us not overlook the educational value that cemeteries hold. They are outdoor classrooms, offering invaluable lessons in history, art, architecture, and of course, genealogy. From the intricate symbolism of gravestones to the stories inscribed upon them, cemeteries provide an opportunity for us to delve into our past, inspire our curiosities, and of course, encourage our thirst for knowledge. Furthermore, the cemetery preservation serves as a testament to our commitment to environmental stewardship. Many cemeteries are home to unique ecosystems. It's one thing that, I have a meeting that I have with the friends group. And one thing that's important when you start looking at some of the areas of preservation or areas of the ecosystem that matters, you want to keep, if you have amphibians, frogs, lizards, that's reptiles, but you frogs and tadpoles and everything, you want to preserve those things. Salamanders, you want to preserve these things. These things are important. Sometimes I think people miss the importance of the ecosystem in these cemeteries. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, I was in fifth grade and I learned about the farm bee, you know, when it comes to fish, amphibians, reptiles, mammals, birds. This is the thing I learned in fifth grade, you know, about how to look at ecosystems and the importance of the ecosystem. I don't know how that is today in schools or how people feel about those things, but those things still matter when you start looking at the wildlife, not just in cemeteries, but just overall. But I guess that's a different topic for a different day. But it just thought I had, you know. But it's a lot of native flora and fauna finding sanctuary amongst these headstones, amongst these tombstones. By preserving these sacred spaces, we protect not only the memories of our ancestors, but also the natural beauty and biodiversity that thrive within them. Cemetery preservation is not merely a duty, it's a privilege and it's an honor. It is our collective responsibility to safeguard these sacred spaces, ensuring that they continue to serve as a bridge between our past and our future. Let us embrace this noble cause of cemetery preservation by cherishing the stories and the traditions and the memories that lie within the gates of these timeless sanctuaries. Together, for all of us that's doing any type of cemetery preservation, together, let's embark on a journey of preservation, celebration, and reverence for our cemeteries. May we be guided by a deep sense of respect and a commitment to upholding the legacy of those who came before us. So I'm going to say thank you. I appreciate you for listening today. And continue to do great work, everybody that's listening. You are amazing if I never told you this. And that is all for this episode. Catch me on the next episode. Again, I appreciate you. Thank you. That is all. Till next time.